Okay, there we go, everyone. Good morning. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunity. So we'll have a quick look at, we'll do our analysis during the session, and we'll identify where we're likely to see the slightly better opportunities. So we'll end up posting our trade plan into the chat box very, very shortly. Now, today is September the 11th, obviously 2024. So we do have important news due out later on today. It's around this whole inflation narrative. It seems to be coming down. We'll see if the data kind of supports that view. And if so, we'll discuss what that means for markets and where are we likely to see the reaction. Because we plan for a particular reaction, and what we've experienced over the last couple of days is very, very little follow through, but just sort of this malaise, this kind of sideways moving pattern, limited volatility. In fact, what we're experiencing is actually quite wide swings, but actually making very, very little net progress. We'll discuss what we're saying through the charts. It's a bit easier to see it. Excuse me. Of course, we had the presidential debate last night. That was always likely to be very, very interesting for the American to watch that. We will get some breakdown. On the surface, it looks as if Kamala Harris probably had the upper hand in the debate. I think Trump, all he really tries to do is consolidate his kind of MAGA sort of America First policy, and but it does seem as if Kamala, you know, did stand up quite well to Donald Trump. So this may be the only debate that we have. We would probably suggest that there probably needs to be further debates, just for optics more than anything. So we'll see how this plays out. What does it mean for markets? Is it quite an interesting one? Please see our risk warning currently up on screen. In fact, if we just do our quick introduction, we'll get into the news and we'll discuss it in a little bit more detail. But just to step back from markets and look at what profitable traders need to consider when they get to their trading desks, they need to be able to decide which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade and trade psychology? All very important considerations. It's important to be deliberate in these ways. You don't end up in the euro dollar for no real reason. You want to try and avoid that. You want to be able to trade either the euro or the dollar in a certain direction for specific reasons and at least have that supporting that trade. Okay, so just to let you know, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach. Accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and we are willing to be patient if we need to. Okay, so we got into some dollar trades Monday morning. They've made a little bit of progress, but generally speaking, broadly consolidative, the dollar hasn't moved an awful lot. We've also had very little news to contend with. So one bit of news that is important, especially because we're in the pound dollar trade to the downside, is the weaker growth. We were expecting a little bit of a positive bounce. It came in flat again, flat last month, flat this month. I think that's two consecutive flat months, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So we've got two consecutive flat months. We had a little bit of a bounce, but three out of the last 4 months has been zero growth. So even with the new, with the election and a new Labour government, there's still, you know, we're seeing pretty flat growth, output coming in negative, goods trade balance coming in slightly higher than expected. And just a series of minor, but negative data, industrial production, manufacturing production, all coming in much weaker than expected. So difficulties for the UK economy, broadly speaking, and we are exposed to that in our pound dollar sell trade. So let's see how that gets on. But all eyes are really on today's CPI numbers. And you can see this has been revised down. This figure was 2.6 yesterday morning, and now it's 2.5. So actually, that's even more of a sizable reduction. We probably suggest it does come in somewhere around 2.5. So we're not expecting, we're expecting that sizable move to feed through. With CPI just ticking along month on month, a little bit of growth. So we're seeing disinflation. We're not seeing the wheels come off on the inflation front. And we know that target for Fed is 2%. So we're on our way back to target. So from the inflation story, it just seems to be in line with expectations. It's kind of pushed to one side with extreme focus on the equity markets. Sorry, unemployment numbers. So we've got that news event later on today. And to just go back to last night's debate, we've got this dynamic between Kamala Harris, of course, on the Democrat side versus Trump on the Republican side. And I suppose we saw Kamala Harris give as good as she get. And one of the main fundamental drivers in these markets, which we've been talking about quite a lot, is the presidential debate and how that's going to, how the US economy might potentially react to that development. And to try and summarize, Kamala Harris means continue as we are broadly, with perhaps a few fringe a few kind of focuses around the edge, but pretty much keeping things on track as things currently are. And whereas Trump would have probably much more of a negative impact for the US economy with the trade tariffs, and probably the tax cuts that he's planning. He's in a very different dynamic now than where he was when he was first elected in 2016, where we had low inflation, we had reasonable growth, and he came along with his tax cuts, and it kind of supercharged, and we start to see that Trump rally. He's in a different dynamic now if he tries to do the same, because inflation is worryingly higher, and could reignite. We're not discounting that as a potential opportunity straight away. So there's that to consider. In addition, we've got these trade tariffs would have a significant impact on growth as well, potentially. And not only that, but end up being quite inflationary. And if we have a dynamic where inflation comes back strong, the Fed are very likely to need to start hiking rates again. We're not talking about in the next 6 months, but probably beyond that, in the next 12 months, we might see a very, very different dynamic if Trump gets in. So I think in the polls, I think it's pretty neck and neck. I think there's a marginal lead from Kamala Harris, but nothing significant. And they both will have their differences, I guess, from an economic perspective. So it's going to be really interesting, and it is one of the developments and the drivers behind these markets. So we'll see what impact it has on growth. We'll see what impact it has on tax cuts and the economy and inflation, most importantly. Okay, so where are we at with these markets? Well, I suppose apart from crude oil, which saw, you know, a further leg to the downside yesterday, we haven't seen much out of the indices. We were expecting that we'd get a bit of a rally, and we did, but then it started to roll back over. We made new daily lows, and then it started to roll back to the upside. So actually quite choppy, but without really making that much progress. Same for the Nasdaq, and broadly speaking, very similar dynamic for. Let me take this off. So our bias is very much to the downside. we've just got this significant sideways moving pattern, really, and we've been in this little sideways zone now since Monday morning. Our bias is to the downside across the board. At the moment, we're getting a little bit of a bounce. We do have this inflation number due out later on. So what we do have is the ability to mitigate risk now in the euro dollar, on the pound dollar as well, and potentially as well with the Aussie dollar. So we will be managing these trades today. We've had that negative news out of the pound, so we'd expect further downside, short-term further downside, but we'll see how this dollar plays out. So going back to the indices, we've got the S&P 500 really not giving us that much to work with. We're in a broadly sideways moving pattern for the Dow Jones. We saw a bit of a move overnight in the yen. We saw this leg just break these lows. What does that mean for that carry trade? It kind of disbands it a little bit. So it's quite choppy in here, but we are heading back to these lows in the euro dollar and the pound, in the euro yen and the pound yen. So further downside expected really for the yen. The yen pairs, the dollar yen, the euro yen and the pound yen. You do end up working with quite large stop losses. That's the biggest problem with the yen. Okay, so we'll certainly have a bias in favor of that yen strength trade. But it is quite choppy and it is up and down. And we did see a bit of a move there overnight. So as a result, the Nikkei strengthened the yen. We started to see weakness in the equities. In the Nikkei, and then we're getting this strong pullback, really, edging much, much closer to these lows down here. So we'll probably keep more of a focus on the yen. So look, these are on the hourly time frames. We've got this little sideways pattern in the CAC and also in the DAX. We just keep to be edging lower. It looks like there's a little mini structural failure trade now to the upside for the German DAX. So we'll keep our focus on the US with these inflation numbers due out later on today. So it's quite an indecisive indice market, but let's have a look at the all-important dollar as well. How is this playing out? Well, it's broadly sideways moving. So does this become a bit of a base in which the euro will rally? Or will we see further downside? Our bias for now is for further downside for the euro dollar and the pound dollar. We have that limited growth dynamic in the UK economy, which is likely to be negative for the pound. So that might feed into this little potential rollover to the downside, but we're not that confident in these markets. There's your little sideways pattern in the dollar Swiss. We did make some progress yesterday against the CAD. The problem is you're running into these resistance levels just at these highs. So seeing a little bit of a bounce off that resistance level is not that much of a surprise. Sideways moving in the Aussie, and same dynamic really for the New Zealand. So these either become floors in which prices will rally, or they become sort of continuing resistance levels and we'll see further breakouts to the downside. But quite disappointing really for the dollar the last few days. We thought we'd have a bit of joy in those trades. Last but not least, commodities. Strong rally yesterday for crude oil coming into these lows. We'll see if there is the potential for a little bit of a bounce if we zoom out. We do have previous lows, and you can see there's nothing but air beneath this 64 level. So if we did extend and rally to the downside, maybe we'll look for a little bit of a bounce around that $74 level, and that seems to be broadly kind of where we're at. Gold, very, very close to all-time highs in gold. We have indices, you know, pretty close. So what are we, 150 points away, really, from all-time highs in the S&P 500. And at the same time, we've got gold rallying to all-time highs. We also build in the lowering over the 2 year, which the Fed have a bit of control over. So you could look at this as a target for the Fed. So currently we're 5.5 in terms of interest rates. Bond yields, price up, yield down is clearly defined, and it does give the Fed an awful lot of room to start cutting somewhere to the extent of 200 basis point rate cut. So we could go from 5.5 to 3.5, and that's what this 2 year treasury is suggesting. So plenty of room for the Fed to start cutting. Will they start with a 25 basis point rate cut or a 50? And we'll find that out next Wednesday. But today's inflation numbers will feed into that narrative. If inflation's down at 2.5 and we're seeing softer inflation across the board, then it just gives the Fed more room, assuming unemployment numbers may stay the same. So at the minute, we're in the 25 basis point rate cut camp for Jerome Powell, just kind of knowing him a little bit now. Towards the end of his tenure, I'm not sure he wants to be responsible for a 50 basis point rate cut if inflation then reemerges in a year's time. So if we get that reemergence and you know, he takes a 25 basis point rate cut, slow and steady rate cuts approach, where they could react if there was significant spikes in inflation, we think that's probably the path that they'll take. But in every meeting, to make some effort to start cutting. A lot of this narrative was priced in probably a year and a half ago. That was ticking away behind this AI rally. So there was this rate pivot narrative being discussed quite some time. So the last thing I just want to, just before we put our trade plan up on the board, is that we've got this... a lack of clarity on the risk on, risk off, the indices higher, indices lower, they're kind of broadly higher. But we have this stronger dollar with a broadly weaker indices markets, although we've rallied the last couple of days. And US bond yields are rolling lower very, very aggressively, along with commodities. So we've got a little bit of each from each of these narratives, which is makes it, you know, particularly kind of unclear. So again, this is quite a mixed market dynamic. Our expectations aren't huge trading anything at the minute. We've got crude oil down, we've got gold at all-time highs. So mixed market conditions. Do we have that dollar US indices strength trade? Not really. The dollar's kind of moving sideways. We do have yen strength. Crude oil is now much, much lower. We're around that $65 level. So we're much, much lower. Do we want to be buying crude oil at these lower levels? The momentum is clearly down, so I suppose the answer is no, not really. Gold, buy above. Let's just get that number. It's all-time highs. The 25.31. So that's all-time highs. Okay, so just being mindful that this is the all-time high. So yen strength is a little bit easier to work with. Gold looking to buy above the 25.31. The problem with that trade is that it's at all-time highs. And was there anything else of interest? The indices, not really. Could look at a bit of a buy trade at these much lower levels, but we've broken through this support level with strong momentum lower. So you get these little bit of a bullish pullbacks, and then you get the leg down, pull back, leg down, further leg, and then you attempt to make to rally, and then that sort of unfolds, and we get further continuation lower, a little bit of a bounce back, pull back, a little bit of a bounce back, where we get further legs to the downside. That's the momentum is clearly lower for crude oil. We're going to try and manage the dollar trades. Didn't really move in line with our expectations, so really not a huge amount to really focus our attention. Do please note all eyes are on US CPI numbers. So do expect some significant volatility around that particular event. So it's not particularly inspiring trade plan so far. We're far more likely to get some interesting moves coming out of these CPI numbers. And I suppose with inflation coming back to 2% and coming back quite aggressively, there's our trade plan. We'd probably be looking for that risk on narrative to play out, and that's really kind of where we're at. So today's trade plan is broadly mixed. We've seen an awful lot of consolidation the last couple of days. We've seen the yen make further progress in terms of yen strength, so we'll see if there's further opportunities there. And looking at gold above the 25.31, which is the resistance level, we're currently just below it. It is at all-time highs. You'd be buying all-time highs in gold. And just note that today's US CPI numbers are due out later on lunchtime, and do expect significant volatility around that particular event. And what would we be looking for? We've got this kind of dovish Fed rate pivot, lower inflation narrative, broadly soft landing. So we're not as soft as we were perhaps 3 months ago, but for us the economy is holding up relatively well, and we're coming from a position of significant strength to slightly lower strength. So does it mean the wheel come off? Not really. We've got a very dovish Fed, so that means they're going to go through a rate cutting cycle that eases financial conditions. We think that's broadly positive for equity markets. So with all of this in mind, plus you still have that tech rally ticking away in the background, a bit of wind has come out of it, but that could reemerge. A lot of these tech firms seem to be consolidating as well. So probably waiting for that next catalyst, we would assume. So really, we're going to adapt those dollar trades going into this event. We're going to try and remove risk pretty much across those dollar pairs. We do have a downward impact on bond yields, but because the dollar and the indices are one is normally up and the other one's normally down, vice versa, and they're both doing their own thing a little bit, so this is kind of difficult to read. And then commodities higher, our focus would probably be more so gold. So yeah, the narratives are broadly mixed in nature. We kind of have a little opinion, but actively sitting on the fence and not going all in just yet is probably a good approach, and to be actively passive rather than, you know, we just want that little bit more data to fall into place. And if the unemployment data gets weaker now over the next month or two, then we may sort of fall on that recession side for now. Things are looking broadly positive for markets, although there is absolute pockets of weakness, of course. Okay, so listen, on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. We'll switch rooms. We look forward to seeing you next time. The details are there in the chat box if you need. If you're interested in learning how to trade, do contact us and let us know. Just go to thelivetraderoom.com. Feel free to connect with us there if you need. Great stuff. On that note, guys, listen, take care of yourselves, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.